Welcome back to Money News right across the country. You know, we've been talking for quite some time about the big multinational companies that somehow seem to be very clever in avoiding the taxation that they need to pay in their home country. Say, for example, in Australia, there's been a lot said about the likes of Amazon and Google and others who don't pay tax necessarily here in Australia because they're clever enough to be able to shift it out of the country and have it taxed in a lower tax regime. Makes you wonder, doesn't it? Because the UK has indicated it wants to clamp down on these big multinational companies doing exactly this. As we pointed out last night, it's very easy to say it. It's much, much more difficult to try and achieve that. So then you start to think, well, okay, if that were to happen, what would happen to those shares back in the US, for example? Apple, the biggest company in the world on the stock market right now, worth more than $700 billion. Is the case in point you'd have to think about. But all those others that would be doing exactly the same thing, given the advice from some of the major accounting firms in the world. So I thought I'd get on Alex Pollock, who has not only in the past been probably one of the very best media analysts in this country, but also now, through the business he's with, Loftus Peak, allows people to invest in some of these types of companies, the technology companies from the United States, such as Google, Apple, Facebook, whatever you like. He's on the line. Hello, Alex. How are you?
Hello, Ross. How are you doing?
Look, good, thank you. Look, on the face of it, it would seem that if an Apple or a Google or any of these Amazon has to pay tax where they actually make the money, say, for example, in Australia, it would lead to a higher tax bill, and that would seem to lead to lower profits back at home where they are. Do you think it works that way?
It absolutely does work that way. You pay more tax, you have less money for your shareholders, less money for your dividends, et cetera, et cetera. That's the actual way that it works. But you know, running all the way through that, the truth of it is that these companies like Apple and Google are always, well, I can't say always, but largely priced as if they pay a full rate of tax anyway.
Just explain that to me, Alex. Why would the market price them as though they're already paying a full rate of tax?
Well, because the market expects that sooner or later, companies will have to pay the full rate of tax, no matter, because they expect governments to, you know, get about the business of making sure the tax rate is the appropriate tax rate. And they sort of say, we're not going to give you the benefit of the tax that you didn't pay. We're going to price you as if your tax bill was the appropriate amount of tax that you should pay if you're paying the correct corporate tax rate. That's the way these companies have been priced from day one. That's the way all the formal finance theory says that they should be priced. So in practice, when the tax bill goes up, the stock prices really generally only move by a couple of percent. Down, sure, but only by a couple of percent. It's not, you know, they don't wake up one day and say, hey, big tax cut, therefore let's make the shares go up. That's not the way it works. Or big tax rise, the way the shares go down. It doesn't work that way. Investors price it as if the correct rate of tax was already being paid.
So in other words, Apple, let's say, for example, classic example of this, and you go back into, well, I don't know, even June this year, January this year, the shares are trading just above $70, and now trading at $115. You know, the gut feel is that this would affect investors, maybe change their sentiment. What you're saying is, no, quite the opposite. It's already priced into it, and as a result, these types of shares will live and die according to their products and the popularity of what they're putting out.
Exactly correct. This whole debate about, you know, the Apple rate of tax and the Google rate of tax has been ongoing now for a couple of years. Actually, some stock prices have gone up, some have gone down, but not related to whether or not they're going to pay tax or not. That it's whether or not they're working as businesses. People look at underlying cash flows, tax them as if they were normally taxed, and then make the pricing decisions.
I'll tell you what, it really is a fascinating thing to hear that, because, of course, Alex Pollock and the Loftus Peak team have created that business to allow people easier access to be able to go and buy those shares in the US. So a lot of Australians, especially with the dollar having been high and trying to get money out of the country, would have been attracted to those types of stocks and so far would have done very well out of it. Anyway, it's a really interesting subject. We'll keep watching it, though. Alex Pollock from Loftus Peak, we appreciate your time.
Thanks, Ross. Pleasure.
And now on Money News, the market wrap. Thanks to NRMA Insurance. It's insurance NRMA better.
Now, welcome back to the program. Let me wrap up the week with the markets. The All Ordinaries Index down by 31. Gee, it's been a tough week out there. BHP down 47. Rio down $2.04. Commonwealth Bank down 44. Woodside down 75. Santos 10-year lows down by 33, $8.40. The Aussie dollar, 83.8 US cents. And that oil price, which has really been the catalyst for the Australian market. And if you look at the divergence between Australia and the US now, incredible. The oil price down 16, $66.65. live. You've got Mark Levy coming up next with SportsZone, then straight after that, Steve Price and Andrew Bolt. We'll see you next week right here on Money News.